A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Guardians of the Valley, John Muir and the Friendship That Saved Yosemite, by Dean King, read by Samantha Dez. For Jessica and for our daughters Hazel, Grace, Willa, and Nora, who are collectively ablaze with creativity, empathy, wanderlust, and curiosity. May the mindfulness, spirit, and friendship of Muir and Johnson inspire your efforts and innovations in protecting the globe we live on and cherish. My dear Mr. Johnson, I began that confounded letter a dozen times and could never make anything satisfactory out of it. It now lies and has lain on my table for more than a month, a scrawny, orderless mass of fragments. You would have written such a letter in half an hour, and no doubt would like to see me hanged for not being able to write it in a month. But I will send that letter yet, and when you see it, you will agree with me that it is worthless. John Muir, October 29th, 1889. My dear Muir, why don't you start an association for preserving California's monuments and national wonders, or at least Yosemite? It would be a good influence. How timid you Californians are, anyhow. R. U. Johnson, November 21st, 1889. Dear Mr. Johnson, all the world is indebted to you for your work in saving so fine a section of the Sierra from cheap, vulgar ruin. John Muir, September 12, 1890. My dear Mr. Muir, when can you come east? Your Yosemite articles have made you many new friends in this region, and I wish you could come east and deliver a few lectures before geographical societies or Columbia College. Or we could let you give an open-air reading in Central Park, which is now looking its best. R. U. Johnson, October 24, 1890. Dear Muir, hooray for you! Yosemite is saved, and the Lord must be happier. I congratulate you with all my heart, my dear Muir, for you have been the heart, the fons et origo, of this movement. R. U. Johnson, February 24, 1905. Dear Mr. Johnson, I want everybody to know that in particular you invented Yosemite Park. John Muir, January 26, 1911. Author's note.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?